From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. At some point in our life, many of us think about the kind of legacy that we would like to leave behind or the things that we want our loved ones to know when we are no longer here. And what better way to communicate these thoughts and desires than through a letter, which is exactly how some people are choosing to pass on their life lessons and their values to the next generation. Joining us today to talk more about this is Jay Sherwin, the founder of the Life Reflections Project. Jay, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Gemma. Great to be with you.
So my first question for you, what exactly is a legacy letter?
So a legacy letter is a brief personal statement that people write and share with loved ones and preserve for future generations. It's shorter than a memoir. It's typically just a few pages. So it allows the writer to focus on the things you just described, their most important life lessons, their values, the blessings they want to offer their family and friends. It's not a legal document. It's separate from your legal will and testament. It's just a gift that you write for yourself and write and share with people who you love and preserve for people to read in the future to express things that care about deeply, some important lessons and insights from your life, your wishes and blessings for special people in your life.
So how did you come up with this idea of people writing this legacy letter?
I wish I could say that it was my idea. This is a wonderful and very ancient idea that goes all the way back to biblical times. People have been doing some version of this for generations, both women and men. There's a term called ethical will that your listeners may be familiar with. That's the term people use for many years. So this is a very old idea, but what's old is new again. I think people are really attracted to this idea. A generation of people is aging that I think has been self-aware and self-reflective through their life about what's important to them, what they believe in, what they value. And so a lot of folks have found their way to this as a way to express that.
And as we mentioned, you're the founder of the Life Reflections Project. Tell us a little bit about this.
So I launched this initiative in 2019 to educate people about this idea of legacy writing. I teach classes for adult learning programs and churches and synagogues, retirement communities, all over the country now. Zoom and online learning have been a great benefit for me, so I can teach anywhere. And I work with some clients to help them think through their legacy letter, to edit it and polish it. It came after a lot of experience in my own life that led me to this. It's been an interesting personal journey for me. Mm-hmm. I'm a lawyer by training. I worked for 25 years in the foundation grant-making field, so I gave away money for good causes. And about 6 years ago, I spent a wonderful and very moving year as an interfaith hospital chaplain, which was transformative and life-changing for me. And the best part of that year was listening to people in hospital rooms tell me their story. And I realized that's what I wanted to keep doing. I wanted to invite people to tell their story and even better, to write it down and share it with their family and friends.
You know, it's so interesting. There's been quite a bit of tragedy within my immediate family. I have lost both my parents. I have lost three brothers. And, you know, I think back in particular with my parents and because I lost my dad before I ever met my husband, before I ever had children, you know, my mom passed away just within weeks of my youngest child being born. And my children don't remember my mom. And, you know, I mean, I have memories of my parents, right? But, you know, just the other day, I thought, like, I don't even know if I would know what my dad's favorite color was. Right. I mean, it's been 20 some years. And yes, you know them, but what a great, I think, gift that you are leaving those behind when you can. And it might seem silly, right, to write these things down, but you wonder these things about your parents because a lot of times we don't ask them these questions about themselves.
Exactly. So I'm so sorry for the losses in your life. And it's all too common that many of us have lost loved ones. where we wish we had had some of these kinds of conversations about what they really cared about, what they were proud of, what they were grateful for, perhaps what they regret. Those are things that often we don't discuss in day-to-day conversation. And if you commit some of those ideas to paper, it's a wonderful gift to yourself. I think it's a nice invitation to think about those things. It's a gift to your immediate family and friends. And that document will survive you. It will be here after you're gone. People can continue to learn about you, the time you lived in, and you can offer a little advice and wisdom from your life. Some of us are lucky enough to have those kinds of documents. Most of us are not. And so this is something that I'm encouraging people to do, to think to the future about how they want to be remembered. And a lot of people love this idea. It really resonates for many of us.
So when would you suggest that people start thinking about writing a legacy letter? And I ask that because, you know, when my dad was dying, I mean, I remember thinking like, oh my gosh, we need to ask him all these questions. We need to get all of this documented. Well, he was sick. And it wasn't, you know, it really wasn't something that we could make happen, my siblings and myself. So at the same time, though, I think sometimes, you know, within our society, we don't want to think about our mortality.
Right.
So
right.
It might be really difficult, right, to start putting pen to paper when you're perfectly healthy and in the prime of your life.
Exactly. You are right. None of us likes to think about our own mortality. It's a hard thing to confront. But I often say when I'm teaching my course, it's never too early to write a legacy letter, but it can be too late before you know it. So I encourage people, no matter what their age, to start thinking about it now. Do it while you're healthy. Do it while you still have many chapters left to write in your life. Sometimes people misconstrue this as an end-of-life task. And I don't think it should be. I think ideally you do this while you're healthy, while you can recall the important details in your life, when you can summon up some of the most important lessons that you want to share. So most of the people who take my courses are older. They're in their 60s or 70s or 80s, but they're healthy. They still have life left in front of them, but they're ready to reflect on some of the things that they want to be known and remembered for. Mm. So I encourage people to try to push past this fear of thinking about the future and begin this process. If this idea appeals to you, begin it now.
And what do you think people should be writing about it? Because I'm thinking about, you know, within my own family, like, you know, like I always have to look up what time I was born because, you know, I never asked, right? And my mom, I mean, you know, I didn't ask. It's sometime, you know, before midnight, right? And I know little bits and pieces about my birth story. But I mean, I'm almost, as we're talking, I'm like, huh. I mean, I've talked to my kids about, you know, their birth stories, but I mean, like, is that something we should be writing down? I mean, maybe it's not important to everyone, but, you know, I think it's sometimes we think that we have to have these really wise and profound things we need to pass along. But on all honesty, I sit here and I think, like I said, I don't really know if I know what my dad's favorite color was. I don't know my full birth story, right? It's things like that because you think your parents are going to be here forever.
Right. So I really appreciate your point. It doesn't have to be philosophical or heavy or profound. You can write about some funny or some memorable moments in your life, things that you want people in the future to know. Sometimes those individual moments, even if they're simple ones, can be quite revealing, quite meaningful. But at the same time, I tell folks, this isn't your memoir or your autobiography. Mm. You don't have to capture every story from your life. It's not your greatest hits album of all your good deeds. Think about a couple of really important moments in your life, defining moments, and reflect on what those mean to you, how they affected you, maybe some of the lessons you learned or the things you took away from those. If you're writing just a couple of pages, you're probably just going to tell a few good stories from your life and think about the stories where there's really enduring meaning. The idea here is you want your letter to be about your readers as much as it's about you. So you tell some stories, but you use those stories to name some values or principles or lessons learned that your readers can really draw important lessons from. That's what I think makes this such a nice gift. You're writing about yourself, but you're offering some insights that are relevant to your readers now and hopefully for many years to come.
Once someone has written a letter, a legacy letter, and after they've taken your class, what has been some of the feedback from people about the benefits of doing this?
It's been so wonderful to teach this and work with clients and hear the stories. First of all, just that it's a gift to the people writing the letters, it's a gift to themselves to sit and reflect on some of these questions, what they're proud of and grateful for. So even if you don't have an immediate audience to share it with, it's worth doing just as something you can learn from yourself. But folks have told me that they've shared these letters with children, with grandchildren, with a wider circle of relatives and friends, and that they've really appreciated the opportunity to capture some of their most important lessons. And they get good questions. They get inquiries from their family and friends. Folks want to know more, or folks want them to clarify. Sometimes there are things that go unsaid in a family, and a legacy letter gives you an opportunity to say some of those things, to express your love, your admiration for the people in your life, the things that are most dear to you about them. Maybe tell a regret story that you're not so eager just to say conversationally. But if you put it in a letter and look for the lessons, that gives you a chance to say something with real meaning. So folks tell me that these conversations that come out of sharing the letter are really wonderful and meaningful to them.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with us more about this today. What a gift that people can leave.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. We've been talking with Jay Sherwin about a legacy letter. He will actually be giving a lecture on this about how to write a legacy letter with the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. It will be Wednesday, May 3rd, starting at 1:30 p.m. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I've never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast and its latest series, Taking Cover.